Thanks for listening to the Restoration Podcast. Here in 2021, we are unable at this point to gather as a whole family for worship due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but our home churches still gather and grow together online. And so if you need resources for that, go to restorationlex.com/this week. There's a weekly home church guide with kids resources, worship, prayer, message, links for giving, everything you need to be the church right where you are. Again, restorationlex.com/this week. Thanks for listening, and here we go. So hundreds of years ago, if you and I were sailing across the ocean, if we were navigating the open sea, there would have been two absolutely indispensable pieces of equipment. The first one is obvious. We need a compass, because a compass points us towards true north. It's how we find our direction. But that same compass, over time, it loses its sense of magnetism. And if we follow a compass that's not pointing towards true north, we find ourselves in places we no longer want to be. And that's why we need the second piece of equipment. It's something that's called a lodestone. It's a magnetic rock that when you place it near the compass, it remagnetizes it back towards true north once again. I share this because this past year has been disorienting. It has caused so many of us to lose our bearings, our sense of direction. Like these compasses of old, our hearts need to be remagnetized back towards our true north. It's true for our church as well. We need to remember our mission, our vision, our story, our values, find our true north once again so we know which direction that we are headed in together. Back in 2017, when we planted our church, we did so with a very simple mission statement. It was this: we believe that Jesus is restoring people who restore the world, and our mission is to join him. Now notice here that this mission, it doesn't start with us. It starts with Jesus, what Jesus is doing, not what Jesus was doing, although, listen, that's important. And not what Jesus will do, though, again, that is important, but what Jesus is doing in the here and now. That is what discipleship is, joining Jesus in the here and now. It's the heart of the Great Commission when Jesus says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. This is why we exist as a church. It's why every church exists, to live the way of Jesus, to model it, and to invite others to do the same. But we have to remember that this Great Commission is surrounded by two very, very important promises from Jesus. The first, in verse 18, he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. The second one, in verse 20, he says, and remember, I'm with you always to the very end of the age. The call of the church, the call of our church, is to help people follow, live, model the way of Jesus, and invite others to do the very same thing. But we must remember in that process that we are given this promise of God's power and God's presence as we are making disciples together, that God's presence is powerfully with us as we go. Now, if you've been around here long enough, you probably heard us say this statement, that God is always present and at work among us. And that's why Jesus, we say, is restoring people who are restoring the world in the here and now. It's not because we are initiating something so God can get there and do his restoring work. No, God is the initiator of his mission. This is God's mission. It's never been our place to start something. It's God's place to send us out. Instead of our call, it's his call that he's inviting us into to join him. Restoration, this joining God, it lies at the heart of our church. It is our heartbeat. It is our true north. This is, after all, how Jesus understood his own call, his own life. Look what he says in John chapter 5, starting in verse 19. It says, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
us. Now, we cannot overstate the gravity of this statement and what it teaches us about the Christian life, about following Jesus. He makes it clear that his mission wasn't simply about going around and doing a bunch of good stuff, a bunch of Christian stuff. No, Jesus was waiting and listening and discerning to see what his Father was doing all around him. And as he saw what the Father was doing, Jesus joined him. You see, in this posture of dependence and expectation, and wrapped up in these words, is this astounding truth that God the Father is already present and already at work all around us. If Jesus was asked what his mission was, he might say, "My mission is to see simply what the Father is doing and then join him." Restoration, I want to talk about what this means for us as a church. A.W. Tozer famously said, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." And he says this because what we believe about God profoundly impacts the way we see ourselves, the way we understand our story, and I would add, the way we understand what it means to be the church. For so many of us Christians, this next picture has represented our reality. God sort of dwells over here in his space, and then I have my space over here, even as a Christian. And maybe we have understood this as sort of a sacred, secular divide. You know, there's the God stuff in our life over here, and then there's the everyday, boring, going about my business stuff on this side. And even though our theology, the scriptures themselves tell us that this isn't true, we fundamentally live as if God is absent from the everyday stuff of our life. And so, hey, what's the solution? How do we get more of God in our life? Well, if that's what we believe about God, then it impacts the way we understand church. This next picture, I believe, shows the kind of church that grows out of that kind of belief about God. It's sort of this realm that exists outside of our life and outside of God. It's where we go to meet with him. He comes to meet with us. And if we do all the right things in all the right ways, if we worship on Sundays, if we connect with the home church, if we read our Bibles and we pray every day, if we serve and share our faith with others, God will meet us there. Or as we have so often said, God will show up. But if we don't do those things, or if we don't do them well enough, well, the implication is that we should not expect the presence or the power of God in our life. And my friends, that is exhausting. And the good news I have for you today is that is not the God revealed in Jesus Christ. And that is not the church that he came to build among us. We see this in this promise he gives his disciples in John chapter 14. Read this with me. He says, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father." Restoration, are you hearing these words of Jesus? He is our message, but he is also our means. He is our message, but he is also the model by which we come to live this message, this life where he goes around looking for what the Father is doing and joining him is now the model by which we understand the Christian life. It's no longer about finding these spaces where we try to get God to show up, but now we are given this freedom to see that God is already present and already at work all around us, and we just need to join him. This is what Eugene Peterson writes about here when he says, "God's Holy Spirit calls and forms this people. God means to do something with us, and he means to do it in community. We are in on what God is doing, and we are in on it together. And here is how we are in on it. We become present to what God intends to do with and for us through worship. Become present to the God who is present to us." So Restoration, if this is true about the character and purpose of God in our lives, then it just gives us such a beautiful picture of who we can be together as a church family. I mean, if God is already present and already at work all around us, then our mission, our aim, our true north is empowering you to join God right where you are in your neighborhood, in your job, in your school, in your home, joining the restoring work of God right where you are. And when we are able to gather together as a whole family for worship, and when we gather as home churches, it won't be because that's where God shows up. It will be a celebration of what God has been doing all week long in our church family, because we believe Jesus is restoring people like us who restore the world where they are. And we've had the courage and the audacity to join him. You know, when people find out I'm a pastor, one of the first questions they ask is, where is your church located? And I usually just say the Lyric Theater, 300 East 3rd Street, downtown, East End. But beyond that, we're kind of hard to nail down. I mean, yeah, we meet there on Sundays, but Restoration is also across the street serving moms overcoming addiction at the Polk Dalton Clinic. Restoration is at William Wells Brown Elementary School, helping families and kids who don't have the resources they need. Restoration is in home churches that are meeting digitally, and later on in the year, hopefully meeting together in person in places like Hamburg and Kennewick and Lansdowne and Nicholasville. Restoration is dropping off meals for families dealing with sickness. Restoration is in generosity, helping people who have come into financial crisis in the midst of this pandemic. Where is Restoration? Restoration is anywhere you and I are joining the restoring work of God right where we are. This is our dream, a vibrant community all throughout Central Kentucky who are joining Jesus in his restoring work in the everyday stuff of their lives. And so as we close today, I want to do so with a challenge for you to take some next steps. We believe in joining God, but we believe that just doesn't come naturally. That takes practice. And so we together as a church family, we have 9 practices that we've kind of broken up in 3 movements that we see in the light of Jesus' life. We see communion, community, and commission, practices within those 3 movements of Jesus. I want you to go to restorationlex.com/practice and look through these spiritual practices together, not only as your home church, but as an individual as well. And at the bottom of the page, there is a spiritual practice assessment to help you kind of figure out where you are, where you want to grow and take next steps, again, both as an individual and as a home church. I hope together as you gather, you talk about this, these steps of growth that you want to take together as well. I'm so, so excited to see where God leads us as we move forward towards our true north, joining God in his restoring work all around us. You know you can get restorationlex.com/this week resources there. You can give, you can get kids resources, talking to folks this week, talking about how their family loves the family worship guide, all sorts of stuff, restorationlex.com/this week. Well, we'll be back into our restored journey next Sunday right here in this space. But until then, love you guys, praying for you this week. Let's go and be the church where we are and join his restoring work right in the middle of our everyday life. Love y'all.